The Daughters of Cain by Colin Dexter.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Track 1. For the staff of the Pitt Rivers Museum, Oxford, with my gratitude to them for their patient help. Oxford is the Latin Quarter of Cowley. Anonymous. Prolegomena. Wednesday, the 25th of May, 1994. 1. Natales grate numeras. Do you count your birthdays with gratitude? Horace, Epistles 2. On Mondays to Fridays, it was 50-50 whether the postman called before Julia Stevens left for school. So at 8:15 a.m. on the 25th of May, she lingered a while at the dark blue front door of her two-bedroom terraced house in East Oxford. No sign of the postman yet, but he'd be bringing something a bit later. Occasionally, she wondered whether she still felt just a little love for the ex-husband she'd sued for divorce 8 years previously, for reasons of manifold infidelity. Especially had she so wondered when, exactly a year ago now, he'd sent her that card, a large, tasteless, red-rosed affair, which in a sad sort of way had pleased her more than she'd wanted to admit. Particularly those few words he'd written inside. Don't forget, we had some good times, too.